Why is it that when our blessings come with burdens, we automatically turn around and retreat? Yeah, that's the conversation today. Okay. We back. It's the Believers in Business podcast. I'm your host, Brian Adamson. And I think it's very timely to have this discussion because I see all too often believers, especially, who at the moment of being met with resistance, with pivotal moments that could change your life, you think that's a reason to retreat as opposed to a reason to press forward. And I just want to kind of frame this conversation with a principle, okay, that I think illustrates to us exactly why more often than not, we're supposed to lean in when we met with that opposition instead of run the opposite direction. So in the book of John, Jesus is baptized, right? Immediately after Jesus is baptized, the heavens open up. God says, "This is my beloved son of whom I'm well pleased." Y'all know that, right? But what does the next verse say? And then Jesus was immediately sent into the wilderness by the Spirit of God to what? Be tempted by the enemy for 40 days and 40 nights. So what does that mean? On the brink of the start of the biggest time of Jesus' life, right? This was the start of his ministry. That right after God said something great about him, he immediately was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the enemy. Disruption will always follow your intention. And I don't know why we think every time that we got a gift from God, that because it's wrapped in the package of some challenges, wrapped in the package of some opposition, that we ain't supposed to do it. I remember back in 2015, maybe it was 2016, I finally found my tribe, right? So at this time, I had been investing in real estate for almost 8 years at that point, actually almost 9 or 10. And I never knew mentorship existed. And I had made a lot of money, lost a lot, did all the wrong things because I was the only person in my circle that was doing real estate. And I didn't know that there were people out there that you could pay that could help you. And so finally, this infomercial found me one night, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. I go to the free event that they had at a hotel. I pay $1,500 to go to the 3-day event that they were having. Mind you, I'm green as they come, right? Because I don't even know that I didn't even know this was a thing that people do this all the time. I just thought I was a lucky guy that got in the right room. And at the 3-day thing, yeah, they pitched us on the high ticket thing, which was this $40,000 program. Which once you got to the $40,000 thing, they pitched you on another 20-something. That's a conversation for another day. But the point was, I wasn't mad at none of that, okay? Because for me, I had done enough in business on my own to know I needed help. I just didn't know help existed. And although, yes, it was a very uncomfortable investment. Yes, I didn't even have all the money for it. Yes, I had to get my wife a Capital One Venture card and get me a Capital One Venture card. Yes, I had to ask my mother-in-law to borrow $10,000. Yes, I had to ask my father to borrow. Like, I had to do all the things to pay for it, okay? But I also knew that it would pay off because I knew with me in that environment, with those resources, that I was 100% gonna make it happen for me and my family without a shadow of a doubt. But here's the part that I wanna really show you about that story is that after making that investment, call it July, right? The fulfillment event after you made the investment was in Miami where everybody come together. It was like a 3-day fulfillment event where you get to come and meet with the influencer who was the coach. And it was a whole thing, right? Like a deep dive intensive training. What just so happened in August, late August, right around my daughter's birthday, which is the 26th, my back goes out. When I say go out, I mean like I can't lay, I can't stand. I'm sleeping, knelt over on the side of the bed for as however much I can sleep. I'm dog tired. I make it through the night. I go attempt to get an MRI at a clinic. I was in so much pain that I couldn't stay inside the MRI terminal. So then they gave me some pain meds. I attempted it again the next day. Had to hit the button. Couldn't lay there. That much pain. Finally, I checked myself into a hospital. And which was a whole thing because they didn't want to let me check in to do the MRI. So anyway, I ended up checking in. I got a morphine drip after pounds of sweat dripped off of me because I was still in that much pain with a morphine drip. I get done with the MRI. I had an L5-S1 herniated disc, Well, problem was, I just spent this money to go into this program, and now I got a herniated disc. I didn't plan on that. But I know that if I could touch the hem of his garment, I know if I can just get in this environment, it's going to change my life and for those around me, for their lives. And so, sure enough, I took my pain meds, all the things I could do to make me as comfortable as possible. My wife drove me down to South Florida from Orlando. We would stop every 20, 30 minutes, let me get out the car, readjust. And I got down there and I did that event. And guess what? It absolutely changed my life. It absolutely changed my life. September of 2015 or 2016, whatever year that was, my life has never been the same ever since. I think about another moment where I had my coaching business. We had done millions of dollars, but we were also losing money every year. And it became very glaring to me that there was a gap in what we were doing. Not the teaching, the instructing, all that was great. The way in which we were marketing our business, acquiring our clients and all of that was broken. So we had lost like $250,000 dealing with various marketing companies over 18-month period, enough to get my attention. And I still didn't know how to fix it, which was kind of crazy considering I went and got a real estate mentor to help fix my real estate issues. I was oblivious to this idea of a business mentor or a business coach that could help me in my coaching. And I signed up for this event. 2 days before the event, my father-in-law dies. My wife and I, neither one of us ever lost a parent, right? Most people, which by the way, I came close to being one of those people because at that moment, nothing was more important to me than being there for my wife. But this is why God, I believe, calls our spouses, our helpmeet, our wives in particular, fellas. Because you may not have agreement on everything, but when you have alignment on everything about what you want the overall picture to be, everything is different. And because my wife and I had alignment, we also then in that moment came into an agreement where I had told her, I was like, babe, $300 ticket. I'm like, this is not even a conversation. Like, I'm not attending. And she said to me, I know how long you've been looking for an answer, and I don't want you to not go. Now, thankfully, it was virtual, so I was able to take it from the hotel because we were in Detroit at the time. So I would get up in the morning, spend time with my wife. I would go back to the hotel and do the event for 2 hours, knock out my homework, and then go back to her mom's house, pick her up or meet them wherever they were at. Did that all week. Ended up making a $55,000 investment. Went into this program, of which my life, again, has never been the same. Not only that, there's people that's been assigned in my life that I coach and consult with who lives are different by virtue of me moving forward in the midst of that opposition. So if you, and I promise y'all, I could do this all day. Right? These are just two big ones, but I could do this all day with even the micro ones where we get a flat tire or, you know, I tried to put my card information in and it didn't go through. There must be a sign or so-and-so called me, you know, right as I was making this decision and what they said. Yeah, that was the enemy talking through them. You ever notice how in a text, Jesus was talking and then Peter said something that was kind of crazy that was like basically to discourage what Jesus had said. And Jesus said to Peter, his right hand, get thee behind me, Satan. He wasn't saying Peter was Satan, but he knew that was Satan talking through Peter. And this is heavy on my heart because I see so many people missing the mark in life and business by misinterpreting moments. You're misinterpreting moments. You think because you pray for something that the opportunity shows up with ease. T.D. Jakes always says that we pray for the chair, God give us a treat. There's still some work to be done, right? God put an opportunity in front of me that could forever change my life that cost $40,000 that I didn't have the money for. So for most people, you assume because you don't have the money for it right then and there, that means that you don't do everything necessary to work to get it. It's like, no, I positioned you inside the opportunity. Now, in order for you to become the person to really thrive in this opportunity, I need you to go out and do everything you got to do to show me how bad you want it. Why? Because if God blesses us according to our ability, every time that we put ourselves through hell, opposition, tough times, adversity, and we come out on the other side of that, what happens? Growth happens, right? And growth only happens through challenges, not through good times. As a matter of fact, regression happens during good times. We get sloppy during good times. We're not as sharp during good times. We're not as hungry during good times. We're not as locked in with God during good times. We can get careless during good times, right? But when we don't have that margin for error, when we got a lot more to lose, we tend to tighten up if we got wisdom. And so I felt that it was 911 that I had this conversation with you guys today. For you to look introspectively about how many moments have you missed because you misinterpreted the moment. You thought this can't be what I prayed for because it still seemed too hard to get it. But it's right there though. It's right there. Relationships that you've been looking for. Business dealings you've been looking for. Opportunities. Like you think from you not having the thing in your hand disqualifies the opportunity, but it doesn't. I mean, look at scripture. Look at the lady with the pot of oil. All she had was a pot of oil. He told her to go leverage the part she didn't have and then to maximize the part she did have, which was the oil. And then she was able to go out and redistribute those same vessels to those same people in the same village that she had leveraged them from, sold it, made a profit, paid off the debt, got her children out of slavery, and her and her family weren't able to live off the rest. Not only that, but the man of God gave her a process and a system that she could go and replicate that again. So everything we have is everything we need. If you don't have the money, then likely that means you have the fortitude, the wherewithal, the ability to go and source it. But we want everything too easy. We think that we're supposed to have this part, and that must mean it was God. Like, no, God cares too much about you becoming the person that can do the thing that you're asking him. Lord, I wanna go out and I wanna change 100,000 people's lives. Okay, do you know the type of person you gotta become to do that? Because you're gonna have to sit in this very seat as I am and be able to tell people and have empathy for where they are, but care enough to not leave them where they are. I have to show up and tell you, by virtue of what I've had to endure in life to become who I've become and to have the success that I've had, that at these very moments that many of you retreat are the moments where I press forward. But I only know that because I've done it. So how can you go out and lead hundreds of thousands of people and have all this big vision that you swear you got from God? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But you're not willing to go through the process of becoming the person to do that thing that you're asking God for. So he's giving you opportunities to grow into that, but you abort those opportunities because you find them to be too challenging. If this is talking to anybody, just let me know in the comments. Let me know if you're listening to it on audio, like send me a message. I'm just curious because I'm tired of seeing people lose because they lack perspective. If Jesus, who was just acknowledged by God, this is my beloved son of whom I'm well pleased. And the next verse says, was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted by the enemy. Then what do you think is going to happen to you when you make decisions and commitments to change your life and others? Why would you not think you're going to see opposition on the other side of that? I hope this encouraged you. I hope this convicted you, to be honest. I don't want to see you keep fumbling opportunities because you're misinterpreting the moment. Let me know if this blessed you in any kind of way. I look forward to seeing you guys in the next one.